Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome in. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. Did the music just get louder? We got a lot to go over today.
DJ.
Yeah, DJ Joe on the wheels of steel, the ones and twos.
Exactly where it normally is.
Yeah. It just sounded like it got louder in my headset, Joe. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's a you problem.
It does sound like a me problem.
All right, go to neutral corners.
Yeah. So, Ed, how was your evening yesterday?
It was fine. But my buddies had two cigars. And hung out with my police buddies.
Yeah, I Joe, have you watched the show Monster yet? The Ed Gein story with Charlie Hunnam? So we've been
I don't think I'm going to.
Yeah, well, the best part about it is his voice. And I was just telling Ed, like, I was doing this in bed with my wife last night, where I'm just doing his voice over and over again, and it's just annoying her, and she's so creepy. It's like, hey, how you doing over there? You just want to get together and fornicate? Or
sounds like Garth Algar from Wayne's World.
Exactly. That's what he sounds like. Have you heard it?
I've just heard enough about like people being like, this is kind of disgusting.
With the Wisconsin accent, yeah. Hey, what's going on over there? Yeah. Up there, you hoser. It sounds like Canadian.
Can I turn you into a lampshade?
A nipple belt?
It's just creepy, man.
He did that.
Yeah. He did a lot of things. Like
I'm sure they did recreate it in the series, but I mean, I saw the actual crime scene photos.
Did you?
Yeah. It was part of my homicide course. I went to two homicide courses. I had a bizarre, think about it. I mean, people go to like sales training. I went to murder training.
You know how intrigued by this I am. Like told this before.
Let's talk about it.
I don't read books, right? I'm not a big like sit down and read a book, but like I like short stories. So when I put books on, like Bert Sugar sent me his books on Boxy's 100 Greatest Fighters. I read that thing front to back, you know, and same thing with my ex-wife wanted to be a police officer. She had all these books on the human mind and serial killers. So I read those in the bathroom.
Yeah, a lot of it was that. It
was I was in the bathroom a lot.
We went over it was a couple of weeks. I did the NYPD homicide course. Then New York State Police sent me to theirs in Albany. And it was fantastic. And it was cops from all the country. Well, the world actually go to that one. And with foreign cops from all over the place. But it's cool because it's terrifying because you realize what's out there and how... You want to talk about the human mind and how humans do only, no other animal does what we do. None.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Gein stuff, he was part of it, obviously. They had him, they had, you know, Ted Bundy. But Gein was actually, he was the one that we first saw. And it was like, he was making, like, lampshades out of skin. He made a belt out of women's nipples. He was just doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know, and like, and had, again, that very low key personality in the neighborhood. And, but he's evil incarnate. There was another guy that was killing babies, draining their blood and putting it in his freezer because he believed his blood was being powdered by aliens. So he was drinking blood, and he was getting it from infants. He was snatching them and stuff. Another guy was kidnapping women and was torturing them in his van while communicating with her parents.
That's awful.
Yeah, they'd be on the
phone. Good morning, Baltimore.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing? I hope your night was nice.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. And that one was like, I'm like, oh my God, you're on the phone listening to your daughter being tortured with pliers and stuff.
I mean, some of it, like, it does, it makes you think.
You wonder why the way I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've talked about, you know, you mentioned how we treat other people and how things, like, we do things that no other species would do. It's crazy to think about some of the stuff, like with the Ed Gein stuff. He wasn't fit to stand trial once they finally caught him, because he suffering from what, psychosis and schizophrenia and hearing voices and whatever else. So makes you wonder what was real. But the fact that that kind of launched, because in the show, they actually, one of the things I like what they do is, because he was such a, he had such an impact on the movie and television industry, as people were trying to tell that story and imitate it. Whether you want to go from Psycho with the relationship with him and his mom, if you want to go with Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they tell the story behind that, and even getting into, you know, finally Silence of the Lambs, and you know.
But it's just, because you think about it, like, leopards don't kill for fun. They eat. They kill to eat. All of that, you know, the big cat. Well, wolves, leopards, bears. I mean, they kill to eat.
I think the closest thing, like, killer whales will play with their food. I've told you about otters. Otters will have sex with dead bodies.
Yeah.
They torture the whatever they're going to eat, too. I mean, people love, oh, they're so cute. Yeah. Those things will take down a crocodile. Do you know that? go look it up. Otters, they're too fast for them. They just annoy the hell out of them and rip them apart, man. It's just crazy. So, yeah, fun times. Hey, Baltimore. We did have some baseball last night, some college football. How are you feeling about the, you know, the baseball series here? Because we get Seattle and Toronto today, and I know we're gonna get into some more baseball in the next segment, but it does feel kind of weird seeing 2-0 going back to the home stadium. It's not the norm. And this has only happened one other time, I think, right? Is that what they said? Or I think one other time a team's come back from going down 0-2 at home.
I mean, I hope Seattle sweeps them, actually. You know that. So.
Yeah.
I don't need, no need to revisit my opinion of the Blue Jays. I like to see Seattle. I like to see Seattle win the World Series. I would.
They got enough pitching.
They got hitting. They got everything. That's why they're here. You know, Monday, they trounced the Blue Jays on Monday. Last night, you know, the Evil Empire won, right?
Yeah.
Well, again.
I mean, they're so freaking good, and they finally got healthy. And they're just going to – and Shohei's not even really hit. I mean, he was okay last night, but he hasn't been hitting in the postseason. They've been doing this basically without him.
I'd much prefer to see Mariners-Brewers, but I think it's going to be the Dodgers, because they're the Dodgers. And just they're just loaded.
Yeah,
they really are.
I don't care what matchup we get. I don't dislike the Brewers, but I think I'd rather see the Dodgers there just for the stars.
Yeah, me too.
But and then I'll root against the Dodgers in the championship.
I can't get enough seeing Shohei play. I just think he's a fascinating guy. And he's kind of, I hate doing this because, you know, like these idiots that work in the industry do this all the time. He's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
He may be the greatest baseball player ever, though.
Well, look, it does seem kind of knee-jerk reaction, but we've been saying this. In football, you might have the best quarterback of all time that we've been watching in Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
And you might have the best baseball player of all time in Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Like,
I don't like getting ahead of myself. It seems a little ridiculous to say that out loud, but go look at what he's doing. And if he continues on this path, and that's the key, there will be nobody that's done what he's done in this league. And, I mean, you can go back to Babe Ruth and what he was doing. It's just impressive to me that somebody would do it. And the fact that in the NFL, like, Travis Hunter's trying to do the two-way thing, it's like, pick a side, man. It's not going to work. Yeah. You're just okay at both.
Right.
I mean, you're just very okay at both. Does that make you great?
It's funny, and both Ruth and Ohtani were great at both.
Yes.
Like, Ruth still has the best winning percentage against the Yankees as a pitcher.
It's insane, man, to think about that. And then, you know, as we start to look at Ohtani and the struggles in the postseason, I think he was talking about that too many of the underdogs are winning and it was affecting his betting numbers. So he liked a lot of the favorites. Yeah, I think so. Through an interpreter. You think that's what's
nice.
Happening?
No.
I love the fact that his interpreter fell on the sword. Or he was gambling. You know, whatever it was. I don't know. It could be anything here. It just could be anything. All right, well, we've got plenty we're going to get to today. It's hump day, so we're going to get into the looking at the NFL this weekend. And, of course, the Ravens. Lots of talk about them going into the bye week. We'll discuss that. But up next, MLB playoffs. Can the Brewers and Jays pull off a comeback? 410-583-1057. Want to hear from you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here he comes, the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And Yoshi Yamamoto, with his crown jewel as a Dodger. It is a complete game. He goes the distance, and the Dodgers win game two by a score of 5-1.
There you go. That courtesy of Fox. That would have been my guess, though. Fox would have been the guess, because it was on
the
Fox.
The others are on ESPN or
yes.
whatever.
How much of it did you get to watch? I definitely didn't stay till the end. I got a little bit in the beginning, and then, oh boy, passed out. And being under the weather, told Ed.
Go ahead.
I went home yesterday, and I was looking at my wife. I said, I want to take a nap, and I didn't set an alarm or anything, mm-hmm. and I slept for 3 hours. And I woke up and was like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to go to bed tonight. And sure enough, the baseball game starts, and mm-hmm. I start fading again. I'm like, well, guess I was tired, you know. But he just shoved it last night. Yamamoto went in and said, nope.
Yeah.
After giving, a leadoff homer to Jack Centurio? Nope, nothing after that.
No, he did, you know, it was just an unusual postseason performance, because you don't see many complete games. You don't see complete games anytime, but, you know,
not nowadays.
Postseason complete game is something else.
Yeah,
so,
they're
up 2-0.
Up 2-0 going back to L.A., and they still have, a good part of their rotation left. You got Tyler Glasnow and Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
If you're Toronto, you're going to Seattle, and you get George Kirby today. And then I don't think Brian Wu's going to pitch maybe until the World Series. Maybe they pitch him out in relief here mm-hmm. as he got hurt towards the end of the season. He might be their best pitcher, and if he comes back, yeah. you got five. I mean, Bryce Miller is their worst pitcher, in my opinion. And that's not saying much, because he's still a good pitcher. They have five solid guys to throw out there in every single game. And Gilbert, Kirby, and I even think if he's healthy, Brian Wu can just come out and shut down the opposing team. And you're right, like, it's weird in the postseason where you have such a short leash, but there are certain guys you trust and you're going to let go. Like, when I was watching Trey Savage, he put the first two guys on in the last game for the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. And you look at the manager and he's like, I trust this kid. It's the first inning. He's got two guys on. he eventually got out of the jam. I think he got a double play or something stupid happened. A strikeout and then, ground out. He gets the double play then. Yeah. But he gets out of it and he threw a ton of pitches, but kind of settled down. And it's like making the right decision in those moments, because you definitely don't want to pull a guy in the first inning. Right. But if that were the third inning, I think he's getting yanked, you know?
But it's just, you know, the complete game does so much for them. You know, it's, I'm assuming people who are real baseball fans will think about this, but like, it's cool because you don't see it. You rarely see guys go wire to wire, you know, and they pitch a complete game shutout. I mean, a complete game. And
first since 2017?
Right.
Yeah.
And so you have that. But then what it does too is it preps you for the rest of the postseason, because now your whole bullpen got a night off. So you're not wearing people out. So everybody's fresh now. And, you know, you get a good start. And it changes everything for them. So it's not just the obvious by winning the game and, oh, wow, he pitched a complete game. Yeah. And everybody sat there and watched them.
Yep.
So really, it's a double win for them.
And you got homers last night from, what, Teoscar. We talked about Churio hitting one. Someone else, Max Muncy is another guy. Like, they missed Max Muncy for a good portion of the season. And he's the perfect guy to put in that lineup, because what is he? He's a left-handed donkey that just hits home runs, man. Like, you put the big dude out there, it's like, okay, we've got all these guys that get on base. Go ahead, free swing. Go ahead, you want to strike out 200 times? Just make sure you run into about 30 of them. And that's what he's basically been doing.
And Jackson Chirio's on television right now.
It gets so good.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Anyway, but what about the other side of it, too? So Toronto, Seattle, now you're headed back to Seattle up 2-0. Do you give Toronto any chance to come back in the series?
No.
You think it's done?
Yeah.
You think they're both done?
Yeah. Honestly, it's just, I mean, they may win a game. It may be a gentleman's sweep or whatever, but just the Dodgers are loaded, loaded. I mean, their depth is incredible. It's an all-star team, literally. Like, how many guys, you know, are all-stars in that team that, you know, start for them? And, you know, it's tough to overcome that. I mean, the Brewers had that incredible record during the regular season.
I just wonder if they have enough starting pitching to get through it, because, like, in a seven-game set, your bullpen can do only so much. You can use them so many times before you're like, sorry, man, this is
the Dodgers?
No, the Brewers.
Oh, the Brewers.
To come back. Because, like, if I look at Toronto and I'm going, okay, they're going to pitch Shane Bieber, upper echelon guy, or he can be, you know, and then they still have some other pieces there they can go to. Their bullpen's been solid in the postseason. But for Toronto, like, Toronto would be the one I would say is more likely to come back, just because I feel like they're that type of team that could go on the road. And Seattle's bats can go quiet. They strike out a lot, but they hit a ton of homers.
Yeah.
So, but they've been, Randy Arozarena's been setting the table. And you watch the other guys, Julio Rodriguez the other day. It was Cal Raleigh's day the other day. It just doesn't matter. Eugenio Suarez.
It's just
tons of pop there. Josh Naylor stole a base and then hit a home run.
Yeah. It's just, the problem is the Mariners got so much attention because of Raleigh. However, you know, you look at the let's just go through it quickly, right? Raleigh had 60 home runs, obviously. Rosarina, 27. Rodriguez, 32. Crawford, 12. Polanco, 26. I mean, 238 home runs as a team.
Well, and then if you add in, like, I'm wondering if they're showing Suarez's home runs as a Mariner or what he did all year long, because I know you're not adding that in for the season, but imagine he'd been there. And Rob and I talked about this off the air. We were talking about free agents. He called me one day and we were chatting. He goes, what do you think about Josh Naylor? And then we started talking about Suarez there. And I'm like, they have two Cal Raleighs, because they have a Cal Raleigh and then you have a Suarez and a Naylor.
Right.
Who's just like, I mean, you have power from both sides of the plate and they're very similar players. I'm not saying they're the same guy, but it gives you that, you know, a little bit of an edge here to have pop from one side of the plate, no matter who's pitching right or left. And then Raleigh obviously being a switch hitter, but it's been fun. This has been one of the best postseasons. I wish I could say I'm sad that we had 2-0 and that it wasn't 1-1 to make these series more interesting, but you just need Toronto and Milwaukee to step up and try to win a game. I think we get a low-scoring game tonight. Again, George Kirby and Shane Bieber, same thing we've seen from some of these pitchers where it's like...
Actually, it's funny. They did not count Suarez's Arizona home runs.
Yeah. So, and again, they're not going to count it for Seattle, but I'm saying like that's still more pop in your back going into the postseason, or more pop in your lineup. So they have a ton of talent there.
Yeah.
And any way we slice it,
we had 49 home runs and Raleigh had 60.
Yeah. And we could get some, and Seattle's never won before.
No.
So this could be, I mean, it's, I think it's kind of a cool story.
It has Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Neither has the Dot. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun for the next few years is Kyle Tucker is the number one free agent in the free in the offseason, and I'm sure they've already dug their claws in to try to see if they can go get him and add him to an already MVP-led team. It's got so many MVPs on that team, it's ridiculous. But it's going to be fun. I think looking at George Kirby tonight, he's a guy that he doesn't need to strike you out to go deep in the game. He can get that soft contact. He'll kind of feel you out at times, doesn't walk a lot of guys. You'll see the strikeouts if he wants. I hate saying if he wants. He's very capable of striking out 10 in a game, don't get me wrong. But he's one of those guys that I've 7 innings, 4 strikeouts, and is just so efficient. He reminds me a lot of, and this isn't even a fair comparison to him because he might even be better than this guy, but Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray is very capable of getting those, or was, those double-digit K games and shutting down an opposing lineup. But George Kirby's so freaking good. And I just think Seattle's loaded. I don't know how they match up with the Dodgers. The pitching's got to be there, but
yeah.
If those two teams end up meeting.
Well, what do you think? I mean, Oz, who do you think ends up in a World Series?
I mean, it's hard to go. Like, I hate doing this because it's hard to go against a team that's down 2-0. And it's not 2-0 coming home because I feel like that's totally different.
That is true, yeah.
You win that first game and then all of a sudden the pressure's back on the other. It's like, oh, man, we can't let them tie this up and take it back and take advantage. But in this situation, you're like, man, we got to steal. You got to steal at least one to send it back home, but hopefully steal two of them.
Yeah.
And do we have the right pitching to do it? And I don't know that Milwaukee does. I mean, they pitch their best guy, and then the rest of the guys that you really like, they're going to be good down the line, but Quinn Priester, it's okay. I mean, I think he's good, but like, again, it's a young pitcher that's pitched a lot this year.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob Mizorowski, he's pitched more than he's pitched in the majors. Obviously, this year, you're looking at how many innings he's thrown. He's not accustomed to this. We all looked at him going in the All-Star game, but this is a totally different beast. Have you ever thrown this many innings in a season before? So he's kind of hit a wall. And not that he's bad or anything now, but you're not going to get 5 innings, 10 strikeouts from him. It's just not going to happen. With that being said, though,
I think this is the best postseason I've seen in years, though.
Yeah, it's been so good. The game's coming down to late innings, tied games, the heroics, even the bases loaded jams, getting out of them, walking a guy in, throwing the ball over the catcher's head, panicking when you could have went to first. I mean, what else would you want? 15 inning game five to
13 decide? Strikeouts in 6 innings, and you lose the game, goes to 15 innings.
So much good stuff there. All right.
Double play off the wall that looked, nobody knew it was a catcher. It was just
ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk some Ravens here. Want to hear from you. We're going to get into Monken took responsibility for the goal line play calling, saying he second-guessed himself. Does the admission that the coaching staff messed up make you feel any better? We want to hear from you, 410-583-1057.
Throughout every game, whether we score a lot or we score a little, not happens a lot less frequently when you score a lot. But throughout the game, there's calls you're like, maybe not. You know, that's just what you do. You take ownership in when it isn't successful, a given play, a given series, a given quarter. That's what they pay us to do. That's what pay our players to do, which is assess how it went. And obviously, whenever it doesn't go well, you always look at it and go, maybe that wasn't right.
There you go. That's Todd Monken talking about the play call in there. So at the end of the first half, we all had an issue with it, and I think it's more results-driven. If he gets in on the second tush-push, nobody goes, oh, that was a stupid play call, because it worked. How do you feel about it, Ed? Because, like, again, it seems like it's been an advantage, but watching, you're going up against a team that just played the Eagles, and they might be one of the best teams at defending that type of play.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing it, first off, the Eagles are the best team to do it because they have the perfect pieces for it, especially when Kelsey was there. But how much of an issue did you have with it while you were watching it? Like, come on.
A big issue.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of it with the Ravens. I don't like the play in general because I don't even know why it's allowed now.
But you understand what I'm saying though, because there's so many people after it doesn't work, they go, it's stupid.
I know.
Like during the, like,
I thought it was stupid when he lined up.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of that play because the Ravens do it okay. Using your tight end and okay. But I don't like, one of the things I don't like doing, and I've talked about this, is bunching up the defense on the goal line. The goal line to me is a great opportunity to spread them out a little bit because that's confusing when you play defense. You know, when you're bunched, mm-hmm. it's pretty simple. Your mind's clear. They're coming at us right here. The A-gap over the center or A-gap. They're coming right here. Everybody pinch. And that's what you do. And it's who's ever strongest gets lowest. You usually win that battle. When you spread people out at the goal line, that's a little bit different. Because now it's like, is it a pop pass to the tight end?
Well, you have to respect everybody.
You have to respect everybody. You got to respect, you know, Derrick Henry going off tackle. Is it going to be a pop pass to a tight end? Is it going to be, you know, D-hop in there? You know, you got Mr. Great Hands, who's, you know, strong as an ox, but you know he's going to win a 50-50. So if they're going to throw a quick slant to him, it's like there's so many things you would have to look for at the goal line. And to me, confusion is the greatest advantage you have. It's like everybody's strong in the NFL. And the Eagles, as you said, they have the perfect combination because not only do they have the biggest offensive line in the league. If you look at their roster, just go by this height and weight, it's like, holy good God, where they find these men. I mean, they're enormous, and your quarterback squats 600 pounds. So it's like, okay, I get it. I absolutely get why it works for them.
Plus, they false start every time they do it.
There's that. But I'm still amazed they do it without Jason Kelce because, you know, he was a big part of that. But anyway, that aside, I don't like the play in general. I'll just quickly say it was never allowed. That was a penalty. Assisting the runner was a penalty.
You know, it was brought.
Why we allow this is beyond me.
It was brought back. We talked about it when USC played Notre Dame and mm-hmm. Reggie Bush got shoved in, or what was he, shoving Matt Leinart into the end zone? I forget who it was.
Whatever.
Yeah, pushing the one, and they were like, I thought that was illegal, and it won the game.
Yeah.
Nobody said anything, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, we can do this.
So, and this is in hindsight. I don't like the play in general when the Ravens run it. It works a lot because it should. If you can't gain a half a yard in the NFL, there's a problem, and they couldn't.
And you have
it was less than a yard.
You have the biggest, best running back in football. And
yeah.
I know they gave it to him twice, but again, what did you think they were going to run on fourth and short when the tush-push didn't work twice?
So now everybody's expecting. Oh, it's 22. Where'd he go? Follow him. Like,
but again, if they go, and here's the only point I'm trying to make: if they go and run a play action there and it's incomplete, it's why are you throwing it? You're only a yard away from the end zone. You know, like it. It's always the after. And I'm not saying people are wrong for criticizing Monken. I didn't like the play calling, but I'm saying if you're not saying it in the moment and it's only after the fact, then
I say it in the moment and. I'm not a fan of throwing at the goal line when you have a really strong running game, when it's that short, especially.
Well, I guess my point would be that, you know, when you have this type of talent and you get down there and you can score pretty much in any way you want, and granted, with Lamar not being there, it definitely limits things. There's a lot of teams that aren't going to come down and run play action down there and throw the football, and it will surprise you. My big issue is that we have so many people that don't like plays. It doesn't mean it's a bad play because it wasn't executed properly. You know, like the play against the Steelers when they went for two and they had Mark Andrews wide open and TJ Watt's running at him and he tips the pass. Yes. And it's like, okay.
TJ Watt did a great job.
But Mark Andrews was wide open. That's what I mean. They just didn't execute it.
That's what I'm saying. TJ Watt did a really good job. And I want to clarify this for people who are screaming at the phone right now, the radio. I don't like passing on the 1 yard line. I like it in the red zone or within the 10 for sure. When you're on a six, absolutely. Now you have 16 yards to play with. When you're on the one, you essentially have 10 yards to play with. And again, the end zone's very small, and you have a lot of guys in coverage. It's a little tougher to complete a pass. When you're like, you another 5, 6 yards, 8 yards, then I'm like, now it's difficult for the defense. There's all these things that come. I mean, and these guys know that. That's why I'm surprised. Like,
yeah. Let's go out the phone lines. Chris is in Pasadena. Chris, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey, listen, this is going to sound like I'm piling on because I am. you know, this issue with us taking the guy that's built to get 3 yards, he's trained to get 3 yards. He's the biggest guy in the NFL. He runs just about better than anybody in the NFL. He's averaging 5 yards a carry until they take him out of that game. And we need 3 yards, and they pull this guy and put him on the bench. Everybody in the stadium is thinking, what the hell's going on? I just don't get it, and I'm tired of seeing it.
I'm with you. I think it's a good point. And to his point, too, like you're looking at, if you don't have Derrick Henry on the field, there's no threat of him running the football. It's not like he has to carry the ball, but you want him out there.
Correct.
So they're thinking about it.
And I thought, personally, if you're not going to run the tush push, which I don't like anyway, why don't you put Snoop on the goal line?
Yeah,
because now you have to respect him a little bit for his running ability. So you got that. I don't know why you don't have him in there, and then Derrick Henry, and now you got to account for other people. Maybe it is a fake to Henry. It's, you know, Henry's going to run it in. Like, there are other things you have to defend, and I don't know why you just make it obvious like that. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't.
Let's grab Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you're on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Jay Love? Hey, Ed. What's happening, man?
What's happening?
What's up?
I don't take no solace in them admitting that it wasn't a good play call. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I thought that they should have, you know, went a slant or something. You know, I mean, go off tackle instead of, you know, since they had to box that. But what would really make me feel good is if Harbaugh would come out and say he should have called timeout in 2012 in the AFC Championship game, you know, when Kundefer rushed out there. That's what really would make me feel good if he came out and say, look, man, I should have called timeout, man, because I swear we were supposed to go to Super Bowl that year, man.
Yeah, they did have a great team that year. Mike, appreciate the phone call. Oh, man, that year drives me insane with the Kundef kick, and everybody's bitching about Kundef. I'm like, they rushed the guy. Like, why wouldn't you just call a timeout?
Yeah.
Don't want to ice our kicker. I don't know if you guys know this. Go look at the history of icing the kicker and see how it works out. We just remember it when it does. Like, oh, remember, they called that timeout. Yes. That's good. It hardly ever works.
It's crazy. They practice this.
It's crazy, man. All right, coming up at 7 o'clock, we're going to get into more NFL talk about the best teams, worst teams, all that. But with the defense playing better on Sunday, did Zach or Zeke cool off a little bit, in your opinion? Or do you still want to see him gone? 410-583-1057 right here on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I want to do right by him. You know, he doesn't have to. I understand I'm grown. You know, I got to be better. You know, we got to be better as a defense. And, you know, he's just being a mentor, a father figure for me for taking a lot of the heat off of me. And I appreciate that, man. I can't thank him enough. And it's something I'm remember, you know, forever. So it means a lot. And how I can show my appreciation to him is continue to work hard and put a winning defense out there on the field.
That's Zach Orr talking about John Harbaugh defending him throughout the media. Ed, where do you stand on this? Are you surprised that they didn't move on from him? Do you think they should have?
Move on from who?
Zach Orr.
Yet? Already?
In the bye week. Because we were all talking. I'm just saying, it's the bye week, and people were saying if they were going to get rid of him, this would be the time to do it, because whoever you're bringing in now has 2 weeks to kind of get ready for it.
Am I surprised? No. The Ravens rarely do that.
Me either.
No. I don't know. I'm not so sure. I don't know what the answer is. I don't like what I see. I do know that. And it's not the there's just so much that's wrong with the defense. And look, it's the worst defense in the league. You know, the Cowboys give them more yards per game. But they're right there, the 31st, and the Cowboys 32nd. So terrible. And they give up the most points. They look confused. They can't tackle. Teams move the ball at will against this defense now. And it's just not something I'm used to.
Yeah, I'm not used to seeing teams pick up as many yards on the ground on first down as they do against the Ravens right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're giving up 6 to 8 yards a clip a lot of times. And when you get them in second and two and third and two, then it allows them to do whatever they want, especially if they're confident in going forward on fourth down.
Yes.
You know?
Well, if you know you can gain 6 or 8 yards on first down, now's a great time to throw a pass into the end zone from 40 yards away because you can take a chance. Yeah. You don't make it? Okay, we can make 2 yards.
And like Ed was talking about making the team respect the fact that you have Derrick Henry out there, it's also something where you hear people say, okay, they threw the ball downfield, it was incomplete, but now they have to respect it. Meaning, if you don't ever throw the ball downfield, they're going to sit and sit and sit and wait for you to lock eyes and then throw the ball to your first or second read and jump it. So let's get out here. Let's go to the phone lines and get Aaron in Hyattsville. Aaron, you're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
On that tush push, man, something I noticed, they created like a 10 on 11 because I don't know if you saw it, but what was Cooper Rush doing standing 5 yards back? Like, he's just standing there. I'm like, do something. And if he's not going to do anything, put somebody on the field that's going to help push. Got to do something. Yeah. That's not going to work.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I mean, look, it's kind of like what I talked about. When if you're going to bring Justice Hill in only to throw him the football, they're going to know that you're not handing the ball off to him. It's a dead giveaway if that's all you're going to do. So you got to spell it and give him some carries every once in a while. And the same thing he's talking about. If you know you're going for the tush push, then why do you even have Cooper Rush?
I'm with him 100%.
Yeah.
If you're going to take a quarterback out from under center, what the hell is he doing out there? He's not going to run.
And if you're going to do that,
he's spot on. I know he was out there for at least, I don't know if he's out for both. He was on there at least one of those tush pushes.
You know what you do if you're not going to do that is you make Cooper Rush run all the way out to the sideline so somebody has to go out there with him.
Yes, do something, because it is 10 on 11.
Yeah.
He's correct.
Let's go out to Greg in Columbia. Greg, you're on the fan. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
My comment is, I don't think it has to be all doom and gloom that Mr. Jackson is not there. These two quarterbacks we have strengths. And it's an opportunity for the offensive coordinator to explore different formations with the strengths of the quarterback and the quarterbacks or the quarterback that he uses and the weapons he has on the offense, the running backs, the wide receivers. It's just an opportunity to explore different formations and take advantage of the strengths of the combination of these different offensive weapons.
I appreciate your positivity, but these are at best the 33rd and 34th best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
They're not starting quarterbacks, so it's just not the same.
Thanks for the call,
Thank
Greg.
Thank you, though.
Yeah. Look, Greg's always positive.
Always positive, yeah.
Always tries to find the good in something that's going on.
I can't get mad with somebody who sees the bright side.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you feel like such what's the right word? A douchebag.
Jerk. Douchebag. Yeah. Like, you can't. I'm not going to criticize Greg.
Yeah, like it was. My wife said something to me when we were at the concert and watching people dance and the goofy dancing, and I was making fun of them, and she starts going, "I'm happy they're living their life." I said, "I am too, but I'm living mine, making fun of them. That's all. That's fun for me. You know, I'm not mad at you for doing your stupid me dancing. Do it." And I think Greg's point is like trying to open it up for the like. If you're going to put guys in like Cooper Rush and Tyler Huntley and you're not going to let them throw the football, you're making yourself very one-dimensional.
Yeah.
So,
but having Cooper Rush on there for a tush push, he's right. Why? Or do something. Put him in motion. like as if he's a passing threat, receiving threat.
Because they have to send somebody out to respect it.
Yeah, you have to. You can't, because they can throw it to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, Mark Andrews can throw. He can throw a 1 yard pass.
Derrick Henry's thrown a touchdown pass against the Ravens in the postseason.
Yeah, he has. That's right.
That little jump pass. But, you know, like, it just gets frustrating that you're at this point. I still can't believe we're here after going through what we went through with baseball.
I know.
What did Baltimore do to anyone? What did we have two teams. What did we do? Don't give me the Jets thing. I'm not trying to. He's looking at me like, you want to know what pain is?
You want to know what pain is? Yeah. The Jets, Mets have the highest payroll in baseball, didn't make the playoffs. Wait till I tell you what the Rangers did to start the season.
And had this look on my face like, you're complaining? It's like the guy at the rehab or whatever at AA. And he's like, I'm addicted to weed. You're addicted to weed? Are you kidding me? You know what I did for crack?
No,
I'm
not going to tell you. It's the guy that tells you how much he lost in the stock market today. Oh, he lost 60 grand today. Oh, poor you.
You know how much insurance is on a Ferrari?
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry. All right, let's grab Antonio and Rosedale. What's up, buddy?
Morning. How you guys doing?
Morning.
Morning, man.
How much would Patrick Ricard returning help the Ravens running game and pass protection? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. I thought he was going to go, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Well, how much would Patrick Ricard help? Tremendously. Tremendously. I think he's one of the most valuable people on offense.
I think Lamar's the most important piece to this running game.
He's the most important piece, period. But yes, in a running game, too.
But Ricard's the next guy. And like again, you could sit here and talk about what they're doing, but when Ricard's in there, the first line of defense that they have to get to him, he's picking that up and pancaking that guy. And that's what allows Derrick Henry to run downhill. I mean, he's missed tremendously. So, all right, first hour's in the books. We got a lot going on today. We're going to talk to Mike Bordick a little bit later. Shovels, World of Stupid. But coming up next, which statement do you agree with more? The Colts are the AFC's best team or the Bills are frauds? We talk about that next. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.